Ladies and gentlemen, today marks the end of an era. Today is the final broadcast of the legendary and award-winning duo of Doc and Dan. Mr. Stodden will join us now for his final remarks to the American people. And if I may say a few parting words, Viva la Creepy Sleepy!
Now, I want you to remember that no bastard ever won a war by dying for his country. He won it by making the other poor dumb bastard die for his country. Men, all that stuff you heard about America not wanting to fight, wanting to stay out of the war, that's a lot of horse dung. Americans traditionally love a fight. All real Americans love this thing of battle. When you were kids, you all admired the champion marble shooter, the fastest runner, the big league ball players, the toughest boxers. Americans love a winner and will not tolerate a loser. Americans play to win all the time. I wouldn't give a hoot in hell for a man who lost and laughed. That's why Americans have never lost and will never lose a war, because the very thought of losing is hateful to Americans. Now, an army is a team. It lives, eats, sleeps, fights as a team. This individuality stuff is a bunch of crap. The bilious bastards wrote that stuff about individuality for the Saturday Evening Post. They don't know anything more about real battle than they do about fornicating. Now, we have the finest food, equipment, the best spirit, and the best men in the world. You know, my God, I actually pity those poor bastards we're going up against. By God, I do. We're not just gonna shoot those bastards. We're gonna cut out their living guts and use them to grease the treads of our tanks. We're gonna murder those lousy Iraqi bastards by the bushel. Now, some of you boys, I know, are wondering whether or not you'll chicken out under fire. Don't worry about it. I can assure you that you'll all do your duty. The Iraqis are the enemy. Wade into them. Spill their blood. Shoot them in the belly. When you put your hand into a bunch of goo that a moment before was your best friend's face, you'll know what to do. Now, there's another thing I want you to remember. I don't want to get any messages saying we're holding our position. We're not holding anything. We'll let the Iraqi do that. We are advancing constantly, and we're not interested in holding on to anything except the enemy. We're going to hold on to them by the nose, and we're going to kick them in the ass. We're going to kick the hell out of them all the time, and we're going to go through them like crap through a goose. Now, there's one thing that you men will be able to say when you get back home, and you may thank God for it. 30 years from now, when you're sitting around your fireside with your grandson on your knee, and he asks you, "What did you do during the Great Iraqi War?" You won't have to say, "Well, I shoveled shit in South Dakota." All right now, you sons of bitches. You know how I feel. Oh, I will be proud to lead you wonderful guys into battle anytime, anywhere. That's all.